Public News Service Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. The suspect in the killing of Charlie Kirk is now in custody. That from CNN. They report the suspect, identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson of Utah, reached out to a family friend who then contacted authorities. That's according to Utah Governor Spencer Cox. Robinson spoke negatively of Kirk before the shooting, a family member told investigators. CNN reports the suspected shooter's roommate showed investigators messages on Discord group chat where Robinson talked about retrieving a rifle. And from the New York Times, California state lawmakers passed a bill Thursday that would bar most state law enforcement officers from covering their faces while interacting with the public, a direct response to immigration raids by masked agents who have been difficult to identify. Meantime, immigrant rights advocates are calling on lawmakers to strengthen Washington state's privacy laws after state agencies shared personal information with the Department of Homeland Security.
The information shared includes names, addresses, and immigration status and has been collected from Washington's Medicaid program, Apple Health, and the Department of Licensing. Katie Dong with the Washington State Budget and Policy Center calls the move a violation of privacy that undermines democracy.
This data sharing is to sow fear. It's to advance Trump's mass deportation agenda that has widespread implications on immigrant families and all of our collective safety in Washington state.
Washington is a sanctuary state, meaning state law enforcement does not work with ICE or other federal agencies on immigration cases. However, Dong says the state's legislation has loopholes that are being exploited by the Trump administration. I'm Isabel Charlet.
And Governor Kathy Hochul and New York state lawmakers are now being urged to convene a special legislative session with plenty of big topics to cover.
Advocacy groups want to see a session to address the challenges the state is facing based on the federal budget mega bill and some Trump administration policies. One of the areas most affected will be healthcare, as the state ends its expanded coverage plan due to losing federal funds. Rebecca Garrard with Citizen Action of New York predicts other healthcare impacts will follow.
And that is, of course, because of the Medicaid cuts we anticipate coming. So there should be emergency relief for rural hospitals, hospitals that are already short on funding, and for the ability to deliver services and maintain staffing.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Next, whether it's hiking, wildlife viewing, or hunting, a strategic project in New Mexico will expand recreation and safeguard biodiversity and wildlife corridors. Located near the northeast Colorado border, the Nature Conservancy's Brad Corey says the Bartlett Mesa Management Area will offer new opportunities for locals and visitors.
There will be trails. It'll be a whole new area for them to explore. There's very well understood opportunities associated with this type of open space development that have the ability to really positively impact people that live in Raton.
And at more than 8,000 feet in elevation, Bartlett Mesa Ranch offers sweeping views. This is Public News Service. Indiana food banks report growing concerns as food insecurity reaches its highest level in a decade.
A new nationwide study called Elevating Voices highlights the struggles faced by families, including many in the Hoosier State. Jessica Murphy with Terre Haute Catholic Charities Food Bank says the report is based on surveys of people who directly experienced hunger.
Elevating Voices is a survey that talks to people who have experienced food insecurity directly or have just received food from a charitable organization sometime over the last 2 years.
While the findings point to persistent challenges, supporters of food assistance say federal and state programs like SNAP and USDA food distribution continue to provide vital help to families. Critics argue the system relies too heavily on emergency relief and does not address the root causes of poverty. I'm Joe O'Leary, Public News Service.
And a Tennessee nonprofit that provides supervised visitation for at-risk kids and parents faces financial uncertainty.
Kamari House was founded in 2012 in memory of 16-month-old Kamari Clark, who died in 2010 as a result of child abuse. Executive Director Emily McKee says the program supports high-conflict families with a safe, neutral space for court-ordered parenting time. She emphasizes it is Tennessee's only provider for non-custodial parents outside the Department of Children's Services, and they're feeling the impact of federal legislation known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
We have received some state pass-through dollars that originate that federal funding, and so we've already had some cuts through that, but we're expected to keep going and doing things like the money is still coming in. And so we're going, and we're just hoping that it will work out.
Nationwide, the law is set to cut $880 billion from Medicaid in the next decade. Danielle Smith reporting.
Finally, a California festival set for tomorrow in Long Beach will showcase the city's efforts to improve the quality of life in the West Side neighborhood surrounded by heavy industry and the port.
The West Side Fest will have music and food, but also speakers and booths to highlight the progress made so far in the city's West Side Promise Initiative, which started 2 years ago. Paul Barragan-Monge with the Long Beach Mayor's Office says the fight to improve air quality and slow climate change is more important than ever, especially in frontline communities.
In the context of a federal administration that has really retreated in terms of its commitment to environmental justice, the onus is really on local government and local communities to take leadership in advancing public health-focused environmental policy.
Long Beach is working with the port, nearby cities, and others to move the port toward zero-emission technologies. I'm Suzanne Potter.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Remember, endlessly supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.